This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Parkinson's disease affects 70,000 Australians, with 32 new people being diagnosed every day. But there is hope. Some new research out of Queensland suggests that an existing blood pressure medication may be able to slow down the disease. Phoebs Garland became an ambassador for Shake It Up Foundation after her husband was diagnosed with the illness 3 years ago. On World Parkinson's Day, she wants to help us understand the impact that Parkinson's has on everyday Aussie families. Hi, Phoebs.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Good. Just to explain to us, what did you go through when you first learned of your husband's diagnosis?
Oh, look, it's a real emotional roller coaster, and it continues to be an emotional roller coaster. He was diagnosed 3 years ago. He jumped into the car, put his hand on the steering wheel, and suddenly developed a tremor. And it was just completely random. And it was something that he hid from me for about 4 months until I sort of, you know, was sitting in front of the TV and I said, you know, what are you doing? Stop that, because it was really annoying. And he said, look, I can't. And I said to him, what do you mean? And he said, I haven't told you, but I've had this tremor for a while now. And I said, you've got to go to the doctors. And they pretty much diagnosed it on the spot. They make them do a series of exercises where they walk up and down, and one of the symptoms of being diagnosed with Parkinson's is the inability to swing one arm. It's like the brain can't register to the arm to swing it. And the doctor pointed that out, and I was devastated.
Naturally, yeah.
And I just immediately jumped in and just started reading as much as I could about the disease, just so we could know what we're up against. And it's very much a disease that requires fighting, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people think that it's a death sentence, and it's actually not. It does affect people differently in different ways.
So, Phoebs, can you tell us firstly how it affects your husband and then how it's affected you as a family?
Look, I think the worst part about Parkinson's is that it really makes people lose their confidence. So I guess I have noticed him lose his confidence. He's become a lot more self-conscious because of this tremor. And to me, I find that quite heartbreaking. I know that that's quite common amongst Parkinson's sufferers. So I find that really, really heartbreaking, and hence why I wanted to become an ambassador, to take out that sort of stigma that Parkinson's sufferers may feel with that. It's changed our outlook in terms of the future, because one of the other things about having Parkinson's is that your future suddenly becomes a little bit unknown, you know, and that's constantly hanging over our head. Is this going to stay the same, or is this going to get progressively worse? But one of the things that we've realised with Parkinson's disease, it's very much a disease that you have to fight. So in terms of exercise, that's a huge component of fighting the disease. In fact, the doctors basically claim exercise is equivalent to a medication and keeping some of the symptoms at bay. And a lot of people don't realise that. Early diagnosis is key. They've now come up with a blood test, which, you know, all these breaking things that are happening is very exciting for the Parkinson's community. It's, you know, I believe that they'll definitely find a cure. It's a question of when.
Okay. Phoebs, how's it affected your daughter? Because, you know, for her to learn that dad's ill, that must have been quite devastating.
Yeah, she wrote this really heartbreaking piece for Shake It Up, just, you know, when we were talking about it as a family. And, you know, she just talked about the strength and how she was, you know, really confused about it at first. And but, you know, she said something that, you know, that her dad was a real fighter, and he is. He's got this competitive nature in him. He's an ex-personal trainer. So he knows that he's got a small family to support, so he just keeps going. And I really, you know, I admire him for that, and we love him for that. And, you know, he gets out there and he does F45 every day. And he goes to PD Warrior, which also fights some of the symptoms with brain training and stuff. And it's fantastic. And I've seen a big improvement in just his cognitive thinking, as well as the overall response to Parkinson's. You definitely do see an improvement.
Okay. I'm speaking with Phoebs Garland. She's an ambassador for Shake It Up Foundation. Her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's a couple of years ago. Now, Michael J. Fox has obviously increased the public awareness of Parkinson's quite a lot. But before that, people probably thought that it was something associated with old age. Obviously, seeing him being affected by it, people now realise that is not the case. Are there any other misconceptions that people have about the illness?
Yeah, well, there is. I mean, you know, the other thing about the illness that, you know, I read the other day, and, you know, this really needs to get out there, is sadly with the emerging population, a lot of people taking that hideous drug ice, they've done studies into saying that, you know, with people that take ice, long-term users, basically their brain can have similar effects and they're more likely to be diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Mm.
You know, and that might really hit home for people that are using, that are trying to get off. But, I mean, you know, we've found that there's a lot of young people that are diagnosed with Parkinson's. Clyde Campbell, who was 44 when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Kate Matheson, the other ambassador, is in her 30s and she was diagnosed with Parkinson's. So it doesn't just affect, it's not just an old person's disease. You know, there's a large percentage of people that are diagnosed under the age of 50. And I think that we read that there was the youngest person ever diagnosed with Parkinson's was actually the age of 2, but they didn't actually realise that until a couple of years later. So, you know, it's definitely not an old person's disease. And this charity is just, you know, they put in 100% of all funds goes into research, which was just fantastic. And, you know, this is a big part of why I want to become on board with it, and also to take out the stigma of Parkinson's.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that stigma. You said that your husband hid it from you. I have a family member with Parkinson's who hid it from us for probably a decade. Is that also a common part of the experience, that people are just trying to keep it secret?
Yeah, it is, because I feel ashamed. I mean, Michael J. Fox hid it for years while he was acting. And it's terrible. It breaks my heart. You know, one of the video series that we did for Shake It Up, one of the ladies said, you know, when she was diagnosed with Parkinson's, if she found a cure, what would she do? And one of the things she said was, you know, if she didn't have Parkinson's, she'd go for that, you know, promotion. She'd go out and start dating again. And I thought, that's just so sad that this disease robs people of their confidence and makes them feel ashamed of it, because there really is nothing to be ashamed about. You know, it's an illness like anything else. And, you know, the important thing is that, you know, you've got to have enough conviction and belief to accept that, you know, we will get better medication, we will get a cure eventually. And it really is nothing to be ashamed of, because as I said to my husband, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Like, just walk into a room and nobody cares. You know, people, there's no shame involved with having an illness.
So, Phoebe, do you really believe that there will be a cure, and some new research out of Queensland is bringing new hope to Parkinson's sufferers? Do you know anything about that? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Look, I did read a bit about that. I haven't sort of read in depth. I mean, there's so much stuff happening. They're also looking into cannabis oil as a way of treating Parkinson's. You know, with, the Shake It Up Foundation made a breakthrough with the blood test for early diagnosis. So, you know, one of the things that is so exciting about this Parkinson's development is that every little bit and things that are connected to Alzheimer's, whenever they make a breakthrough there, it also makes a breakthrough inadvertently with Parkinson's disease, because sometimes Alzheimer's can be linked with Parkinson's disease. So, you know, this neurological research is very active. We're fortunate enough that this is a condition that affects, you know, 32 people a day who are diagnosed with this. And it's common enough for them to seriously fund these medical researches and find a cure. I mean, even if it's a medication where they improve the medication so people can live with this for longer with less ailments, I mean, that would be a blessing in disguise in itself. And Rob's specialist also said that, you know, don't knock the medication advancements, because that could be fantastic. You know, anything's good news.
Yeah, sure. So tell us about the Pause for Parkinson's campaign. What's involved with that?
World Parkinson's Day is today, and we're basically calling for people to pause for Parkinson's, and it gives the community an opportunity to raise funds, whether or not it's through a morning tea, whether or not it's through donating, whatever they like. They could have parties, they could do golfing events, and we're just calling for people to get involved in that, and they can basically get involved and find out all they need to know through shakeitup.org.au. And the great thing about this charity is 100% goes into research in Australia. That's great. Also the fact that it's partnered with the Michael J. Fox Foundation is a really big strength, because it's matched dollar for dollar for the Fox Foundation as well, but the research stays in Australia. So it's fantastic. It's a great initiative to get involved with.
Excellent. Thank you so much for telling us about it, Phoebes.
That's all right.
Let's shake it up. Ambassador Phoebes Garland, her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson a couple of years ago. You can find out more about the campaign at shakeitup.org.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.